Hey friends, welcome to If God Had a Podcast. I'm Pavlina Asta, and today I wanted to talk about 9 ways to boost your energy naturally. So I have always sort of been into health and wellness and making yourself feel good and focusing on mental health. I've always been fascinated in like the psychology behind what we're feeling, and I try to bring different things like that to this podcast. But one of the things I was going through recently was just constant fatigue, and I was like, what is going on here? How can I boost my energy? So that is what we're talking about today, is 9 ways to boost your energy naturally. So you obviously have all of the ways that we know, you know, energy drinks, sports drinks, pre-workout. Now there's even, you know, it's not pre-workout, it's like an energy powder that you can like put in your drinks and stuff to help you stay focused. And, you know, Red Bull and coffee and all of the things, right? And I am a coffee fanatic. I love my coffee. But I was trying to think, how can I go deeper? How can I have this natural, you know, energy without needing to consume something? So one of the first things I, you know, when I sort of sat down, meditated on it, was like, what is this? How can I just have more natural energy? I also did some research, and these are the top tips that I found. The first one being control your stress, okay? Any kind of stress-induced emotion is going to consume huge amounts of energy. You know, talking with a friend or a relative or joining a support group, you know, to help diffuse that stress, or doing something relaxing like meditation, yoga, having a spa day or something, anything that will help you reduce your stress will really help naturally boost your energy, just because it's not draining you or taking away that energy that you would have if you weren't, you know, being consumed by your stress. And now, obviously, there are certain stresses that we can't get rid of by snapping your fingers. There are definitely some things that we can eliminate right away. You know, whether it's waking up late in the morning, you know, set a few different alarms, have your clothes picked out in the morning, have everything ready to go, so that way you're not scrambling to get, you know, all of your stuff around before you leave for work, for example. Or maybe you can work out in the morning while everyone else is either sleeping or doing their own thing, and you can have that time, and that way you get your workout in. And you're not stressed throughout the day about not being able to get your workout in, or maybe you're stressed about not eating healthy. You know, meal prep. There are so many different ways to relieve different stresses in our lives, or different things that could be stresses. You know, if there's a friend or a family member that just stresses you out every time you talk to them, maybe limit those conversations or set boundaries. You know, there are different things that we can do to try to help ourselves. And honestly, it's all a form of self-care, just because, you know, the big stressors, like maybe your job is really stressful, maybe finances are really stressful. Those are big things that you might not be able to change, like I said, right away. But the little things, like I mentioned, are definitely things that you can start doing right now to lighten that load and not feel so stressed out all the time. The other thing is lightening your load. You know, if you're able to delegate or set your priorities in terms of most important tasks, that will definitely help with your fatigue, because a lot of times we are fatigued because we are overworked. You know, especially if you have a family to take care of and you're doing your job and you're doing this and this and this. And I know just as a college student, we always feel like we're being overworked. So whether it's, you know, creating a list of priorities, delegating it off to someone else will really help lighten that load. Also, it will help control your stress. It's like, that's a double whammy, you know? Another thing is exercise. I am always talking about working out because I love it so much. But exercise almost guarantees that you'll sleep better at night. So that way you are getting, you know, a well-rounded, better sleep. So that way you do wake up with more energy. It also gives your cells more energy to burn and circulate oxygen, which is obviously just good for you, okay? And it, my favorite thing about working out is it leads to higher levels of dopamine and elevates your mood. And I can tell you for myself, you know, just coming from a workout, I feel pretty freaking great. Even if it's just going for a 30-minute walk or, you know, a quick run, maybe a few miles, it will make you feel so much better, and especially if you do it in the morning, okay? I am a huge advocate for working out in the morning and just starting your day off right. It's like making your bed. You know, it's like, okay, check, this is already done. I have a beautiful bed and I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's the same with working out in the morning, you know, getting it done right away and, you know, off your list to where you're not thinking about it throughout the day is so helpful and will really give you a lot of energy for your day so that you can get everything done. And then there's like two obvious ones that I don't really participate in, but I figured I might as well mention it. And that would be, you know, avoid smoking, just because smoking can actually cause insomnia in some cases. I was reading a few different studies about nicotine in tobacco as a stimulant and how, you know, it speeds up your heart rate, it raises your blood pressure, stimulates brainwave activity with wakefulness. So it definitely makes it harder to fall asleep, and you might not be having as restful sleeps or, you know, nights, I guess, when you are smoking. And then the other one is limiting your alcohol, because that will also definitely affect your sleep, ultimately your energy for the next day. Now, this is kind of a crazy one, but you should really think about how many hours of sleep you're getting, because I know this might sound odd, but determining how much sleep you actually need, you can reduce the time you spend in bed not sleeping. So this process makes it easier to fall asleep and promotes more restful sleep, like in the long run. So I would definitely avoid napping, maybe waking up a little bit earlier or going to bed a little bit later, because trying to figure out how many hours your body actually needs to have a really nice, productive day. Like, you know those mornings when you wake up and you just feel rested and good and, wow, I have so much energy and I'm ready to take on this day, right? Well, sometimes if you sleep too long, you can wake up and you feel like you didn't get any sleep at all, or that you're sleep deprived or something. Or if you get too little sleep, then you will obviously also feel that way. So I think, you know, either restricting your sleep, which is what most people I think need, or definitely getting more sleep if you're on that end of the spectrum. But ultimately finding out what your body needs is really, really important. Another huge natural energy booster would be to eat for energy. Okay, so obviously your gut is your second brain, and eating foods with a low glycemic index, so that would be whole grains, high fiber, vegetables, nuts, healthy oils, olive oil, high carbonated foods have the highest glycemic index, and you want, you know, proteins and fats have a glycemic index that are close to zero. So basically what I'm telling you there is really focus on your proteins and your fats to give you that long sustained energy throughout the day. You'll also find yourself eating less, and you know, when you have a Snickers or any kind of sugar or really high, you know, refined starches, anything like that, you'll spike your blood sugar, so you might get like a rush of energy, but then you're going to crash, and that crash will definitely, you'll feel it, you know, you will definitely feel it. So eating a lot of proteins and fats and those low glycemic index foods will really, really help sustain your energy throughout the day. And like I said before, I am a huge caffeine addict, okay? So there is in no way I am taking out the caffeine from my day just because I'm trying to be a little bit more natural with this, because you can use caffeine to your advantage. So caffeine does help increase alertness. So having a cup of coffee will help sharpen your mind. You just have to use it in a smart way. You really don't want to be consuming large amounts of coffee after, I would say, noon, 12 or 2 p.m. because at that point, you can cause insomnia, or, you know, your body might not get as well of a rest at night if you're consuming large amounts of caffeine after, like I said, noon or 2 p.m. Drinking lots of water. I think this is the main reason I was feeling so like fatigued for so long is because I wasn't drinking enough water. And that is something that's crazy. But at the end of the day, I always try to remember and remind, you know, my people to drink as much water as you can. You really want to be getting half of your body weight in ounces a day. And if you're working out or doing anything where you're sweating a lot, especially in this summer heat where it's so incredibly hot, you want to be drinking even more than that. So drinking a lot of water will really, really help keep your energy up naturally. Well, that was fun. Thank you guys so much for listening to some of my tips for naturally boosting your energy. Follow me on my social sites at Pavlina Asta on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter for more of my content. And be sure to hit the subscribe button or follow button so that way you get all of the updates for when I upload a new podcast. Thank you guys for listening and talk soon.